Yeah, we are at the moment we are heading to the base of the Kenya Defense Forces. We're working with the security forces this morning. So yesterday we were out and about at the for the initial kind of like drive at the in the main town, in the main center, where we were working there. But today we've been requested to go and provide refreshments to the soldiers and the security forces who are working around the actual situation. First thing yesterday morning, so we had a call from one of our colleagues in the Red Cross. He was mobilizing kind of most of the NGOs. So he called to say that could be going to this particular place. And yesterday we provided some, I think we provided, I don't know exactly how much, but around kind of 4,000 drinks. Because the problem yesterday was so many people volunteered for blood donations, but of course when they're there they need something to eat afterwards and a drink, and it was hot and in the morning. And the queues were very long, so we were there in the morning, and blankets for the people that were given blood, and then just kind of general duties really assisted. There were four kind of team leaders, if you like, and then various people coming at various points, and also a lot of the Salvationists kind of needed there. We put out an appeal around our cause to come for blood. So a lot of Salvationists actually came and were standing in the queues to get blood as well. So I don't know to tell you exactly how many, because there were people were coming and going during the day. But there was, we had 14 leaders there. It's only a very short distance from where we live, actually. So in fact, my wife was passing there. Was literally passing by when it started. So it's a very short distance away. The area has been cordoned off, so at the moment the siege is ongoing. So we've been in the vicinity, but not to the actual site. Nobody's got out there at the moment. It's still an ongoing situation. Well, I think for us it just depends at the moment on what's happening. But I think for us we'll probably now stay where we are with the security forces, and you know whatever happens, they're going to be there for the foreseeable future, even if the siege ends. So they were saying that we'd be responsible for the 400 or 500 members of the security forces, the soldiers and the police really. So we're anticipating that we'll be there for the next week or so. So I mean we've had a few people from school that have lost parents and family, like a few of the children, family and friends there. Yeah, I mean, yesterday, obviously, there was a big, everybody met together. I mean, there's two sides of it, because yesterday people were obviously very tense, and, the police were advising people to avoid large gatherings. But I know that a number of corps met together, and I know that some corps also held some prayer vigils Saturday night, but there was a general kind of call to prayer yesterday, and a lot of the corps came together for prayer. This morning we've had our emergency response committee meeting, just kind of looking at logistics and organising who's doing what. And I think the thing that's now is that we'll be required to stay there probably 24 hours, whereas yesterday was just a daytime thing that we've been requesting. So we'll be mobilising kind of Salvationists when we're... So there's a place where people are coming back when they've been on duty, whether it's been kind of within the area or whether they've been kind of... Most of that area of Nairobi is cordoned off, so kind of like the base, if you like, the hub of where the security forces are. Generally, Nairobi is always a higher security alert than maybe other places, just because of the nature of the place, and we're always aware of the issues in neighbouring countries in Somalia and things like that. But generally, okay. I think we felt fairly safe. But heightened awareness of security issues, I think, is for week to cricket, but you have to live your life, eh? So it's obviously a tragedy. You just don't know. I don't know what they know, what they're going to find in there, really, you know, because at this stage. But I think they're expecting the death toll to rise, but, you know, the other side of it is that, you know, so many people escaped as well. So it's kind of, you know, on one hand, you're glad that you know, so many people did actually manage to escape with their lives, but on the other hand, you know, you've got a heavy heart, really, for all the people that are killed, you know? And a number of children as well that were there, you know, I think that's the other issue, that the children that were there were significant.